This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Good morning, everyone. In a recording released yesterday, Osama bin Laden said the European Union could face attacks after the republication of cartoons mocking the Islamic prophet Muhammad. Bin Laden delivered the warning as Muslims celebrated Muhammad's birthday. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
The audio recording marks the first time the al-Qaeda leader has been heard since last fall. It was posted on the internet by al-Qaeda's media arm, As-Sahab. Bin Laden's message was that the publication of controversial drawings was part of a new crusade against Islam. According to the tape, Bin Laden said, quote, "The answer will be what you shall see, not what you hear," which was seen as a threat of new attacks on European soil. The cartoons, which many Muslims took to be offensive, were first published by a Danish newspaper in 2005. They were reprinted the following year, sparking a widespread uproar and boycott campaign. This year, several Danish newspapers republished one of the cartoons again after a death threat against the cartoonist. Previous al-Qaeda attacks have hit Spain, Britain, Italy, and Denmark.
NPR's Peter Kenyon. The Chinese government is refusing to enter into talks with the Dalai Lama. Chinese Premier Wang Jiabao told British Prime Minister Gordon Brown he would not sit down with the Tibetan spiritual leader until the Dalai Lama renounced support for total independence for Tibet and the use of violence. But outsiders say those conditions have already been met. Earlier this week, the Dalai Lama threatened to resign if the violence in Tibet continues. The Clinton Presidential Library has released schedules of Senator Hillary Clinton's daily activities as First Lady. The documents show some odd coincidences in 2000 when Clinton was moving from the White House to the Senate. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
In November 2000, newly elected Senator Hillary Clinton and President Bill Clinton were honored at a benefit for the GNP Foundation for Cancer Research. The First Lady's schedule notes that she would receive an Angel of Life Award from the group's founder, Denise Rich. Rich was a Democratic donor in New York, and weeks after the charity event, President Clinton pardoned her ex-husband, fugitive financier Mark Rich. In another curious twist, in February 2000, Hillary Clinton raised money for her campaign at the New York office of Kirkland & Ellis. That was the law firm of Kenneth Starr, the independent counsel whose investigation led to President Clinton's impeachment 15 months earlier. The library released more than 11,000 pages in all. Critics had alleged that the Clintons were withholding information.
That was NPR's Peter Overby. The group that pushed for the first round of documents says it wants Clinton's White House phone records, too. The National Archives says it would need at least a year to start working on the request. That's the news for now. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Laura, I felt so much for our colleagues who had to pour over those 11,046 pages.
It's an awful lot of pages.
That's a lot of reading.
Yeah, not much in there, I guess.
Laura, thanks a lot.
Thank you.